Hey, everybody, welcome back to another segment of the Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. So we're back at the Ride University. It's powered by the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University. And we're funded by a grant from the Maryland, the Minority Business Development Agency, MBDA. So as you know, we are going through this, just helping you develop some thoughts about creating your business or fine-tuning your business for those who are currently in business. So we're going to go through 5 steps to help you do that. And each one of these steps will have 2 workshops to them. So we've already gone through make. We've already gone through mindset, and now we're going through the second part of MEEK. So go through the videos. You can find the videos at EDAC Morgan, that's EDAC, morgan.com. Just click on the ride tab, and you'll see information to help you along the way. So I'm going to just get right to where we need to be. Oh, I skipped forward. So let's go back. So last week we talked about make, and it's really about, you know, how do we solve a problem for some individual, some group, or even some corporation or other company? How do we solve that? So your solution is the product to an individual's or group's problem. So kind of think about that as you develop your business. You know, what problem are you looking to solve? So let's start off with products and services. You know, what product or service or a combination of the two you will offer. So what's your version? So let's think about what your version is. And then you've done customer discovery already. So what did those individuals say about your version? Now combine your version plus what the customer has come up with, and now you have a version 2. And this new version will help you along the way as we are going through the rest of these workshops. All right, so before we get started on moving forward, we need to define the features and benefits. And you know, some people get kind of caught up on what's a feature, what's a benefit? Aren't they the same thing? So as you see here, the features tell the customers what's happening or what the product can do, and the benefits tell customers why. All right, still kind of confused? All right, let's go through an example. All right, so features, let's use the phone. So the features on this particular phone is 32 megapixel camera, wireless charging capabilities, 8 gigabytes of RAM, and fingerprint sensor. So these are the features of this particular phone. The benefits. All right, why would I buy this? What's the benefits of me buying this particular phone? Well, you can unlock the phone fast. You get a clear and professional photos. So these are the benefits. These are why this product is around. No freezing or lagging when playing games or watching videos. So as you think about your product, what are the features? What do you want the customers to know about your product, and how is it going to benefit them? The next thing is your pricing. What are you going to charge the customer? Are you going to charge the customer? Yes, you're in business. So the one on the left is what you pay. So we're going to focus on, you know, what you're paying to produce your product or provide your service. And what are those costs? If you are producing a product, what are the raw materials you need to do that? If it's a service, is it you providing that service or is it other people providing that service? So kind of think about that when you are working on pricing of your product. I mean, there are some other items that go into, as you know, Ride University is just we're just giving you a taste of what you need to do when you start your business. And then at the other side over here is, what will the customers, what will they pay? So will your pricing be for your product or your service be by the hour? So are you charging something like an attorney? An attorney will charge by the hour. Or are you on a contract? So if you're doing work with a government agency or a nonprofit organization or another person or another business, so you have a contract, you have to do some deliverables, deliver those outcomes, I should say, and then you'll get paid. Or a bundle. Is there a bundle pricing to what you're doing? So for example, if you are, say you're doing some consulting work and the consulting work comes with someone coming in, providing you with a speech, and then they'll provide you with a workbook or workshop, and all of that will be part of that pricing. So that's the bundle. And I put multi-level down here, and that is, just think about a restaurant. When you go into a restaurant, they don't have just one price. They have products, and they have multiple pricing to that. So think about that. Be cautious on this one, though. As you think about having multiple pricing, look at what products are actually selling versus the ones that are not selling. So the ones that are not selling, take them out. And increase and put your marketing efforts into the ones that are selling. So some other things to keep in mind are future products. So that customer discovery, it was probably a whole bunch of responses and thoughts that came back. And of course, you don't want to send all of them out at one time. Meaning you don't want to have the product and service, you know, multiple products and services going on at one time. So think about some future products. And then on the team, you know, what's your role in the process? Are you making a product? Are you providing a service? And then if you're not doing all of the work, what are other team members doing? What are their roles in the business? What are their roles in the business? What suppliers are you using? Do you have one supplier doing where you're getting the products made or developing the product for you? Or do you have multiple? What contractors, you know, who will provide services? You know, who are these individuals? You know, how do you interview those individuals to say that they're going to provide you with the service or the products that you're going to make? Same thing with manufacturers. You know, do you have multiple manufacturers? I would advise you to suppliers, contractors, and manufacturers, at least get at least three different quotes so that you can see, you know, see if it equals. You don't want to have one that's low, one that's really high, and then one that's super high. So you really want to figure out, you know, what's going to be best for you and who can actually provide the service for you as well. In the protection, you know, all products and services, you know, talk to your insurance agent. You need some type of protection on your particular product and or service. Of course, legal, if you're looking at contracts, you know, is it legal for you to do the particular business that you're in? And I guess that's down in regulations. And then intellectual property. If you come up with something that's nice that you want to protect it, you want to talk to an intellectual property attorney or an attorney that specializes in intellectual property so that you can protect your brand, your image. And then look at local, state, federal regulations. You know, this is where I meant, is it legal for you to do where you are and what you're doing? You know, if you're inside of your house or an apartment, does your lease, your community association, is it legal for you to be doing business out of your home-based business? So these are some other items to consider as you are thinking about your product and or service. You also want to look at your competitive analysis. So during your customer discovery, I know the customers have come back to you and they have said, hey, Omar, you know, these are some alternatives out here. This is what they look like. This is the service that they provide. This is why I'm going to be different from them. So do a comparison of your competitors, your pricing, now, what's missing, How do you market? How do you find it? Is it easy to find? So think about that as you're doing your competitive analysis. So here's another example, McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's. And then over here, they have some current strategies. And then they list their current strategies. So you want to do the same thing. What's going to make you different from your other competitors? And I would look at least three of your competitors to make sure that you are getting the best landscape of your industry. And don't forget the Breakthrough Podcast. It airs the last Monday of each month at 4:30. You can find us at edacmorgan.com. Click on the ride button and we are there. And don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram at RideSmallBiz and more information at edacmorgan.com. When we come back next month, we're going to focus on the good stuff, y'all, the market. How do we find these customers? Who are our customers? But we'll focus on that next month. Until then, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.